It's a little bit compact.
Yeah. I'm trying to get this seatbelt on. There we go. Ah.
This is Sam Acho. You're watching Big Guys in Compact Cars. Take two.
So where are you originally from?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Yep.
Dallas.
Born and raised in Dallas. Parents are from Nigeria. They're born and raised over there.
And I heard you met your wife over there.
My wife's from there too. So we've been going back for years. My family does. We do like medical mission work out there.
Now, do you have a foundation?
We do. It's called Living Hope Ministry, Living Hope Christian Ministries. And so we've been doing it for over 20 years. My parents started this ministry. So over the last 20 years, they've been doing it. And then I've been going on that trip for the last probably about like 8-9 years.
Did you go back to where you grew up?
So we usually go to where my parents grew up. My mom and dad grew up in different villages. So we were kind of, our base is pretty much the village where my dad, quote unquote, grew up, you know, where his mom was born.
When do you usually go?
We go in the summer. So okay. Like,
real hot. Huh?
Well, see, that's the crazy thing. When it's hot here, it's actually rainy season over there.
Oh. Okay.
So since it's on the other side of the world, everything's kind of opposite. It's awesome, though. I think you'd love it. I think you'd enjoy it. Just you get to see the people, like people who live so simplistically. You know what I mean? They don't need much. Very grateful for all that they have. So it's good, man.
I want to go, man.
And even just the culture, too. You'll be able to see so much culture, you know. And you'll see people that look like you over there.
What do you call it? A doppelganger? Or
yeah,
like
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
Which is funny, because if somebody looked like me, I mean...
I'm telling you.
They are pretty sexy.
I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, just saying that, you know.
I heard you got a hidden talent.
A hidden talent.
Mm-hmm.
You probably heard about some of my memory, right? Some of the Shakespeare stuff and the...
Less hear it.
So this is Richard III, as he would say it. Was ever woman in this humor wooed? Was ever woman in this humor won? Oh, I'll have her, but I will not keep her long. What, I that killed her husband and his father? To take her in her heart's extremest hate?
Hold on, I gotta stop the car. This is getting serious.
With curses in her mouth, tears in her eyes, the bleeding witness of my hatred by
Heather Bone.
Having God, her conscience, and these bars against me with no friends to back my suit withal, but the plain devil and dissembling looks.
Riveting.
And yet to win
her.
Though.
He's not done.
And yet to win her all this world to nothing. Ha. Huh. I do mistake my person all this while. For upon my life she finds, although I cannot, myself to be a marvelous, proper man. Albeit charges for a looking glass, entertain a score or two of tailors to study fashions and to adorn my body. And since I'm crept in favor with myself, I'll maintain it with little cost. But first, I'll turn yon fellow in his grave and then return lamenting to my love. Oh, shine out, fair sun, till I have bought a glass that I may see my shadow as I pass.
Wow.
Richard III. There it is. And that's how he would say it.
I get goosebumps, man. You see that?
I see that.
Where else are you going to get this stuff from, man?
You know,
like this,
big
dude.
Guys in compact cars,
big guys, compact cars, man. We are breaking barriers.
The wit of great mysticism. To be or not to be. To violet or blue. And roses. Come in bundles to that, understand.
That must be the uncut version of
Twirly Kipantanton, which is French.
Wow.
Yes, you didn't know.
That was impressive. I didn't even see that coming.
You didn't. No one ever does.